Brian, I know you have something there.
This kind of harks back to the last question a little bit, but let me just run a scenario by you. You know, we have a 9/11 event. Then we implement the Patriot Act and Patriot Act 2. We start running up the deficit with a war on two fronts. We have Katrina, which suspends posse comitatus. And eventually the economy crashes, and we're looking at martial law in the NAU. I mean, this is all in one presidential, you know, one president's series of terms. I mean, that almost sounds too unreal to believe. Like out of a bad fiction book.
if a screenwriter had turned in a script that would tell the official story of 9/11 and then its aftermath, you know, it would have been thrown in the trash can. The guy would have been laughed out of the office. The producer would have said, that is too ridiculous. That sort of thing could never happen. You know, just go through the whole story that amateur hijackers could fly planes through these amazing trajectories, particularly the one that hit the Pentagon. They could outsmart the most sophisticated, expensive air defense system in history. They could bring down three buildings at free fall speed by crashing planes into two of them, and on and on and on. And then all these follow-up scenarios that you've summarized, it is worse than Pulp Fiction. And yet that most people still say, well, yeah, it's a dangerous world.
Okay, I believe I'm getting a memo over here. Do we have another caller on the line?